Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary Mansfield, a volunteer with the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance, joins us on today's program to preview the upcoming Festivus Friday events on the Molengrat in Pella. Well, Mary, an opportunity is coming up for adults throughout the community to have an evening of fun, in fact, multiple evenings of fun, and it's kind of, it sounds like, originated from multiple events. It's called Festivus. First of all, where did this concept come from, and how did it become what this is ultimately, multiple nights of entertainment this summer?
We've had a lot of requests to have some adult-geared events brought to the community, so this event actually is kind of spawned from the traditional Fridays After Five and bringing that back with a little bit of spin off of it. It's for everyone 21 and over. It's every Friday, May 11th to June 1st. Doors open at 6 p.m. And we wanted to keep things simple, you know, live music, games, snacks, drinks, that type of thing.
And the name Festivus has some meaning behind it, of course, if people remember Seinfeld. But the idea behind this is that it's really meant for all adults. It's not supposed to be a specific group, not just young professionals. Festivus kind of is open to everyone.
Absolutely. And that is where the name came from. If you remember from Seinfeld, Festivus was kind of the holiday for everyone who wasn't a part of anything. And that's kind of the thought behind this. It's for everyone. Everyone can enjoy this. All adults can enjoy it. It doesn't matter if you're young, if you're older. It's for everyone.
And there are activities geared around that, as well as activities that will have, as you mentioned, a lot of variety to them. What are some of those that are specific to the Festivus theme that many people may enjoy on some of the nights?
Well, there's three parts to Festivus. First, you have to honor your Festivus pole. And the best way to do that is to air your grievances. So we will have that, an airing of grievances where you can unload anything that might be bothering you. We have an anonymous box where you can write down your complaints and get it off your chest. And then, of course, naturally, we have a feat of strength to perform, which is going to be a surprise.
And there will also be live music. And I know that there's some variety in some of the music that'll be going on each and every night.
We have the four nights, and for the most part, it's music that's geared to everybody. A lot of covers as well as original music. So be looking for, we're going to put out the different bands that are going to be each night. We're opening with Cody Hicks, Ron Burchett's coming one night, Mike Aceto, and then This Old Guitar as well.
There will also be food and beverages, and a lot of those will be sponsored and provided by local businesses. And there will be some variety there as well, so people can enjoy not only just the music and the entertainment part, they can sit down and have a drink or some food.
Absolutely. This is supposed to be a casual, you know, come as you can atmosphere. There is complimentary water and snacks, as well as to-go menus. We've been grateful to have a lot of local businesses sponsor this event. So we will have drinks there, draft beer and such.
This is, as we mentioned, an effort as a part of the Pace Alliance to get everybody involved in our community. Why does the Pace Alliance feel that's such an important component, especially during the summer months, to bring the community together in different ways?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a great community. I'm not from here, but, you know, have had the opportunity to obviously move and live here and enjoy and fall in love with Pella. And it's a very family-based, wholesome community, but there kind of was a little bit of a missing thing, you know, that young professional, that adult group. You know, what activities are for them? What wholesome fun can they do in this community to make them love Pella, to stay here, to live here, to work here? And so this event is like I said, a Fridays After Five type thing, but to really involve everybody who is an adult that works here to have a fun place to hang out.
The last part about it is that outside of having to pay for some of the drinks or if they're ordering food to go, everything is free. And that's a part of the sponsors that you have and a way to make it open to everyone.
Absolutely. Like I said, we've been blessed to have a lot of local sponsors be really excited about backing this event. And because of that, the mission is free. Bands are covered for, feet of strength's covered for. And yeah, we do have a lot of complimentary snacks and drinks as well.
And so if people are interested and they want to be a part of this event and they want to come out and enjoy it, what are the dates for this? Where is it going to be? And what time should people come on down?
It's going to be held on the canal here in Pella every Friday, May 11th through June 1st. Doors open at 6 p.m. and everyone come down.
Once again, that was Mary Mansfield previewing the upcoming Friday Festivus events for the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.